You're listening to SBS News.
The face of Queen Elizabeth II has featured on the reverse side of every Australian coin for decades. But next year, that face will change to King Charles III. Assistant Treasury Minister Andrew Lee announced on Tuesday the plans of the Royal Australian Mint to set that change in motion.
Queen Elizabeth II first appeared on Australian coins when those coins were pence and shillings. And so it will be a remarkable moment when Australia moves from having not a queen of the coins, but a king.
The first step is for the Royal Australian Mint to consult with its British counterpart to obtain a portrait of King Charles III. Buckingham Palace will then approve the image and there will be testing before the rollout of production. The new coins will be expected to reach Australian banks, pockets, purses and registers sometime next year. But coins currently in circulation can still be used and will remain legal tender in the future. Minister Lee says the main difference Australians will see is the direction the monarch's portrait will face on the coin.
One thing that Australians will notice as the transfer happens is that on the current coins, the Queen faces to the left. By tradition, the direction that the monarch faces will change, and so King Charles III will face to the right. We anticipate that this process will occur smoothly. We're not expecting any particular disruptions as these coins appear in Australians' wallets in 2023.
Still in question is the fate of the $5 note, which does not automatically transition to an image of the new king.
The decision to include the Queen's face in the $5 note was about her personally rather than about her status as a monarch, so that transition isn't automatic.
It will be up to the government of the day to decide on whether that note will change and, if so, who will replace the Queen. But Prime Minister Anthony Albanese today shut down questions on who that may be, putting it on hold for what he says is a more appropriate time in the future.
Yeah, I'm speaking about a funeral that will take place of Queen Elizabeth II on next Monday. And I'm being asked a question about her replacement on the $5 note. I think this is a time where a bit of respect is required. And you know, we will deal with these issues appropriately, in an orderly way, in a way that is respectful. So I have not turned my attention towards that matter.
Coming into question two, the need for coins in a growing economy of digital transactions, with the 5, 10 and 20 cent coins costing more than they are worth to make. The Royal Australian Mint CEO, Lee Gordon, says that although there has been a gradual decline in the need for coins over the years, their relevance remains.
We have seen a gradual decline, but I guess the role of the Mint is to recognise that there is an element of Australian society that relies on circulating coins. It's a social connectivity issue, and so our challenge is to ensure that we can provide that level of service.
Emma Kellaway, SBS News.